even, you know, going to a library, checking out books, reading up on writing, type of writing. And you've been looking for this one book.
Is it Necronomicon?
No. The Art of Mystery Writing. By Sir Arthur Conan Doyle.
Okay.
But it's, you know, it's been constantly checked out by the same person for the last 3 years.
3 years?
Yeah.
Okay.
Actually, it's overdue. He's actually had it for 5 years. It's been overdue the last 3 years.
Because he didn't renew it
for
a couple years.
So, you know, but every time you ask about it, you know, I ran into, well, you know, we keep coming notices.
Is this like a rare out-of-print book or something?
Yeah.
It's not worth my time just to go find another copy?
Right, just rare out-of-print.
Okay.
The only copy in Hawaii.
Fair enough.
You've been making me a bitch.
Okay. So, can I find out who's got it?
Make a... Preparation roll. Preparation roll.
Okay.
To the librarian and says, well, I shouldn't tell you, but you're such a nice little, you know, nice girl. This wouldn't do any harm. He gives you his name, Cliff McKnight.
Okay. Haven't they been sending him, like, overdue notices and stuff?
Proof.
Have they sent, like, a collection agency after him or something?
I really don't do that. Why not? It's only like, you know, well, even though it's rare out of print. You know, his fines only come out to, you know, whatever, $10.
Okay.
Well, maybe I'll go talk to him. You want to go to his place?
Yeah.
You going yourself?
Yeah.
Okay.
This looks like a job for a superhero.
What were you laughing at? Okay.
Actually, I could call him first. He does not have a phone.
You can't.
I don't know if this... phone's only been around for, what, 20 years at this point or something?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, most houses in the city would have them.
Well, I don't know if it's still culturally conventional just to drop in on people or to...
Oh, yeah, people do it all the time. No, people drop in all the time.
Okay. I'll just drop by then.
Okay. Okay. So when you drop in, it's like, good morning. And he is, it's a small house. Make a check of roll.
14.
Okay. From the looks of it, looks like he's been abandoned for a while.
Hmm.
Well, actually, how long did I stay?
Go get an address.
3 years? No. Actually, yes. Could be that long.
Okay. Is there like a pile of mail or newspapers or?
Not actually too long. Yeah, a few months.
There's a
pile of mail. Not very big, but catalogs and stuff.
Addressed to him.
He'll be run out of it. Subscription to Playboy.
Exactly.
Yeah. Addressed to him.
Okay. Huh.
We tell it's in the, you know, standard neighborhood.
Like what?
It's in a standard neighborhood. Nothing particularly creepy about it or anything.
Okay. I'll bang on the door. Nobody answers?
Nobody answers. Nope. Random monster monsters.
Okay. I'll check with a couple of the neighbors, see if they've, you know, seen him in a while or know what happened to him. Or.
Okay. Make a roll. So the neighbors say, that, oh, Cliff, nice young man, working on his novel. He probably went back to the States for about when the war started. And he sort of disappeared. We were just assuming he went.
Huh.
Went back to his folks or something.
Do you know where?
No, he always took to himself.
Okay. Well. And he lived by himself?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Disappeared, so probably nobody reported it. Did he have a job?
I think he was an unemployed writer. He said he was working on some sort of novel.
Okay.
You know, everybody does that.
Yep.
He's got a nice stable job.
Well, I'll check the town, see if like the grocer knows anything or the postman or the milkman or any of that kind of stuff.
Okay.
You know, did he actually cancel his deliveries or did he just stop paying for them?
Ah,
or
okay. Make a deception roll. Okay. You have detective like 2?
4.
4? Okay. So you ask around town a couple of days. Pretty much, he just, well, I mean, he didn't have anything, so he's like, he just disappeared without telling anybody.
Okay.
I'll leave it at that for now.
Okay, well, I'm going to go back up to the house and look around.
Outside?
Carefully, yeah. Maybe inside, too.
Okay, tell me when you go inside. Anyways, I'm up the outside. You know, set of lawn, kind of overgrown. Scattered little utility shed with a, you look through the windows, with, you know, garden tools and kind of stuff. You look from the, you know, looking through the windows, everything looks like a normal house that, it's not like he's got dinner on the table.
Sure, but it's not like there's a bunch of stuff thrown around like there was a struggle or.
No, you know, not from where you can see. You don't see any struggle.
Okay, I don't see any. None of the doors are all locked, the windows are all intact.
Yes.
Okay. Well, I'll knock on the door and call again.
Okay. When you knock on the door, you know the answer still.
Okay. I'll, open the door. Reach through the door and unlock it from the inside.
All right. So you unlock the door.
Door okay, open. Look, it's open.
Strange that.
Hello? Anyone here? So I'll go in.
Okay. A little musty.
Okay.
strangely quiet.
All right, I'll...
You hear the tick-tock of the wall clock.
Great. Creepy haunted house. All right, I'll look around and see if I can find any...
Okay,
find
make a... text roll.
Nine.
Okay. Look around. The guy seems to be... You know, sort of a typical guy, kind of messy. Dishes in the sink, that kind of stuff. His study, he does have, you know, there's lots of, like, writing stuff and stuff he was personal, working on. Lots of books. Not the one you're looking for.
Mm-hmm.
In a drawer.
Is there a partial manuscript or something?
In the drawer, you do find a partial manuscript.
Okay. Does it seem to be a detective novel or something else entirely?
Yeah, it seems to be some kind of mystery novel called Death of a Big Shooter.
Okay. Meaning gambler or meaning guns?
After the first couple of two pages, you think it's gambler.
Okay. I'll flip through it. How long is it?
Like 80 pages.
Okay. I'll read like the first couple pages, and I'll read a couple pages in the middle, and I'll read the last couple of pages and see if I can.
Okay. So.
Notice any changes
the,
in.
Huh? Did you get the writing skill yet?
At zero.
Okay. Well, roll anyway.
Seven.
Even you can tell the writing skill is not very good.
Okay.
But, so...
Is it consistent?
Yeah, it's consistent.
Okay.
Well, let's see. You only read the beginning, the middle, and the end. Actually, the end's a little better.
Okay.
So, you know, he was getting a little bit better at this point. So... So it's a story about an inveterate village gambler.
What gambler?
Village.
Okay.
Who ends up owing a lot of money to the mob.
Okay.
That's about as far as he got. And then there's a part about him going to the mob boss to take care of his problem.
Okay.
That's about the last part.
Well, last time we ran across something like this.
Why do people do this all the time?
Writing from Hawaii. So, I'll go check out the local pool hall.
Okay.
I don't find anything else around the house.
Actually, it does have a nice pool table.
Okay.
Oh, fancy cues. Is
the
cues
are here? The cues are here. Okay.
So you go to local pool hall. That's what it's called.
Pool hall, yeah.
The cue ball. So, you know, you walk in, nice place.
What an original name.
No, never heard of it. So you walk in, you know, very, It's more of a 1920s
okay.
feel to it.
Not really seedy?
Not really seedy. More like a 1920s posh type.
Okay.
Retro, I guess.
More of sort of like a British billiards.
Yeah. So it's not, you know.
Not a
bunch of drunks.
Not a pub, okay.
So, like, you know, kind of a place where normal people would go.
Sure.
So... Right, people look up when you walk in. A couple whistles. Oh, actually, no, that's what I'm trying to play. So, no, they don't do that.
Okay. Well, I'll ask around after. What's his name?
Okay. Make a charisma roll.
That's what you get for not showing up on time.
Sterling. Artist. Liam Harris. Always. Always.
13.
So I say,
I got one.
Oh, Cliff.
Yeah, he...
Dead. 17 years ago.
No, he was pretty good, but he got in with a bad crowd and lost a lot of money. That's the usual story. Lost a lot of money to Slim Domino.
Okay, so you know where I can find him?
Dead. 10 years ago.
No, he's probably been here tonight. Nice to come in. Play pool. We'll slip some cash.
Okay.
Who's character? Not here?
Alright.
Put nothing in the folder.
So what time?
Oh, after dinner. Like 7, 8.
Okay.
Seven or eight.
I'll come back later then.
Okay. Meanwhile, Eric.
I'll bring my cash.
Let's see. The government is organizing a robotic symposium for all the robotic experts in the allied countries. Not many of them.
And what am I supposed to teach them all?
And actually, since you're the robotics expert in the U.S., they actually want you to, they put you in charge of organizing and, you know, well, not necessarily organizing, but at least you're in charge of the people who organize.
Oh, I see.
You know, you have to tell, you know, you get to approve stuff.
Okay. I'll say yes to anything.
So if you want to, you can, you know, specify certain things. Otherwise, the hard organizers will kind of come up with something.
Well, my input will be taste instead of bagels for the snack.
Right. Do you see anything for, like, security or perhaps accommodations? You want to put them up in a nice hotel?
Yeah. Not those girls. Okay,
bottom.
Government fitting the bill?
Yeah.
Hell yeah.
Nice hotels all around. Bars for everybody.
I could do some of this. But I'm invisible.
How can you tell?
I could imagine. A lot.
I can smell them.
So these are, besides you, these are the other, well, I guess, five other top roboticists. And those are like their topics. So for like keynote speech.
Wait, isn't that?
You can either do, you know, you can do that yourself. You can have someone, one of the, these other people do it.
Isn't that?
Human it.
Come on.
Okay, who is the expert from the UK?
See, the Russians had a guy in a big suit too, didn't they? Oh, that was Marvel.
A guy in a big suit.
I don't
know. Meanwhile, you're just trying to look for some kind of money.
Second job.
You got, you know, you can come up with something yourself. You can have
no sleep for me.
Well, there are things you could do that aren't actually jobs that would, you know, not take that much time.
Like what?
You know, you could always
you
do
could be a walking, talking chemotherapy.
You well, know. You are fairly, you know, you are like one of the heroes of Iron City. Perhaps you can do some kind of commercial endorsement.
That's true.
You know, cereal or Coca-Cola,
true.
Something like that. You know.
I'll do that. if anyone,
you got to debase yourself.
Hell yeah.
Sell out.
I suggest you talk to Shannon about that. He knows all about it.
Yeah, okay, I'll ask around. I guess Shannon would be the one to talk to.
Yeah, doesn't Shannon already have an endorsement underwear and stuff?
He wishes.
Like that. Ask around. See if I can find anything. And meanwhile, I'll try to figure out if I can find a cure.
Yourself?
You might laugh. Sure.
Damn it. I can do this. You can make a roll. Hey, if you roll like 40. There you go.
All the coma.
Nope. Well, if you're asking the other superheroes for money, I can offer you money.
What happens
if you ask for money?
Then he finds a cure.
If you're asking how to make money.
I can't ask.
It won't kill her. Probably, like, turn her into some sort of big supervillain.
I can't ask. Right? Because you don't know my secret enemy.
But if you just say, as a hero, I'll ask for money.
But if you're asking the other heroes about how to, you know, set up commercial endorsements or something, say, hey, what are you doing?
Yeah, that's what I ask. I won't ask for money. Right. Right? But, you know, endorsements are endorsements. Here's money is a different story. Or, actually,
all right, then I'll just think you're another media or, like, Shannon.
Yeah, it could be.
Media or.
I'll do that. Endorsements or other stuff, like, you know, whatever.
That's good service.
Personal bodyguard.
That's not bad.
Personal bodyguard, that's good.
That takes too much time.
Event security.
That's true. Yeah.
Event security.
Like a
day. Yeah, stuff like that. Whatever. Whatever comes up. And I need an agent.
Oh. Shannon will be all over that.
So you can endorse, let's see. Well, okay, so there was cereal. There's, you know, the ever popular Fizzy Cola.
Fizzy Cola?
Yeah.
Cereal.
Condoms.
Condoms, huh? That's a good diet.
Like an airline, since you fly. Used cars.
Let's get the used cars. Cereal sounds good. Can I do them all?
Yeah, if you want.
I'll do cereal, the cola, and the airline.
And the airline?
What else? No.
She keeps him all over with the condoms. And what was the other strange one?
And I'm sure he tried to drag me into it too.
Used car.
Used car. Yeah, Shannon was all over that.
I can tell you who drove this car.
5 minutes ago. Yeah, I did.
All right, so you're gonna do those strings?
Yeah. So humiliating. But oh well, I need the money. This is a fast way to get it.
Mm-hmm. Only 6 years to go.
Okay, so pretty soon they have you know, radio commercials and billboards and on the bus.
Cool. That's me, I say. No, I don't. I mean, wheelchair.
With a roll, actually.
Terrible
actor. Could be. I'm okay.
Yeah, so, you know, they come up with a hero, superhero cereal.
Yeah, I don't need to act. I just be myself, right? This is a great cereal.
Great cereal.
Cool, look, grow in the dark.
It's good for you. So they all say, you know, you're a promoter, well,
all
whatever. The advertising people say, you know, if you do more heroic things, it'll be much better.
Well, okay, yeah, that's my primary objective.
You gotta be more flashy. You gotta start taking more spotlight, so, you know.
Alright.
Great.
Wait, I'll
get in the spotlight with Shannon.
Do you design me a new uniform with their logos?
A little logo all over your uniform?
It's like Mystery Man.
That's a good idea.
Alright, race car driver.
Yeah.
No. I don't mention it. If you don't think of it, no.
No, they won't think of it.
I don't want to say anything.
Because the idea ahead of its time.
Okay.
Alright, so then I'll introduce them out of the
league.
I'll
create your
world
course. Okay.
And,
please
speak for football.
Oh!
I wonder what the light will have to say about this.
Nothing. I got nothing against that.
So why didn't I think of it first?
Okay, Eric, did you decide like who's going to do the keynote speech? You can do it, someone else can do it.
Humanit.
So perhaps because you don't...
Humanit.
You could think of something else instead of a keynote, perhaps a panel discussion.
To build a robot to make the keynote speech.
Yeah, I'll have my robot make the keynote speech.
Robot contest. Your own robot to the keynote speech.
Yeah, but the robot says, the ghost is moo.
Oh no, brown cow. The frog says, no war in Iraq.
So I choose one of these guys to do the keynote speech, or
yeah.
I make
do it yourself, or
you
can
do it yourself. You can cancel it. You can do something else.
Well,
I
am.
If you want to come up with some kind of special event, also, you know, like
robot wars.
Remember, yeah. People will remember this as being a great conference.
Put it really flat to the ground.
Everybody gets a pile of junk and
you can
6 hours to build something out of it.
Just make it really low to the ground, low center of gravity, and tip other people over. That's the key.
Man, yeah, that's so boring.
Yeah, that's the key, though. Every time I watch it, you know, whoever can tip the other guy over wins.
Yeah, what a shame.
Didn't you ever do that in grade school? To give everybody an identical pile of junk and you all have to build something out of it?
Yeah, but kids go cool.
That's true. You have no imagination.
Kids actually leave sitting on the unwieldy robot droid.
Okay.
Want some pizza, you guys want?
You too.
Huh?
One pizza.
Oh, okay.
Pizza. Fresh from the oven.
The journal?
I don't know. Kind of from Trader Joe's. It's okay. It's fun with healthy food. It's not quite as good.
It's not bad.
Healthy pizza?
Well, it's not healthy pizza, but it's probably not as bad as normal.
Radiation
man. That's true. You can give like flying tours. You can fly people over the island. 20 something things.
Oh,
here's the volcano. Want to see a coasting yet?
No. I won't do that. That's just shit too much.
Oh, cool.
That would be cool, but
yeah, that'd be like a precursor to the helicopter tours.
Yeah. It's much safer.
Maybe not.
Well, you know.
Get attacked by a supervillain while you're on tour.
Yeah, but if you're in a helicopter attacked by a supervillain, he's screwed anyway. More screwed, actually. Because helicopters don't shoot back.
That's when you screw villains, that helicopter.
That's true, too.
They do attack superheroes, though.
How are people going to ride on me?
You carry them with you, man. Or, you know, whatever.
What do you mean?
Yeah, well, you
hold hands, drag them along.
Or like the...
automatic.
The Ace and Gary. And being a gay duo.
Actually, you have to get... you have to get Sweet to come along and Tinkerbell everybody.
No, that's true.
Oh, yeah. He won't go for it, though. Yeah, maybe.
No, I don't think he would. You just do it for free.
He might do it for free. If they were kids.
Yeah, that's true. I just pop the link on that.
Okay. So are you going to do the keynote?
Yep.
Okay. So, security, just like standard security. Interesting.
Any way I can get background checks from some of these guys?
Sure.
Like the one on the bottom of the list makes me nervous.
Which one?
Okay.
The German one? The guy with the really big head?
Yeah, I don't want my robot anywhere near him.
Okay.
Oh, the guy with the really big
until
head.
Until I know what he knows.
Well, go ahead and roll. How much?
29.
Okay. So, so she is a young professor who has actually worked with all the, pretty much all the others.
Okay.
Picked up a bunch of stuff. And everybody else says, well, you know, she was all right, so she kept breaking the robots.
How do you mean break the robots?
Well, she was always going about how people could take control over your robots and even to try to take over the world and that kind of stuff. And see, all you have to do is this, and you know, we kept on saying her, no, it's impossible. They should prove us wrong, and then the robot we destroyed in the process. And we just shuffle it to our next professor.
I want her working for me.
What?
I want her working for me now. Does she like toast? What's coffee?
Hey, aren't you married already?
That's very important in my life. She doesn't like toast.
Wow. Yes, she does.
Cruel again.
Yeah,
maybe she
true.
Doesn't. Maybe she hates toast.
Because she almost... Mm-hmm. Yeah, she loves toast and coffee. Okay. So anything else about security?
Standard security measures.
Barracks.
Huh?
Barracks.
No. Metal detector at the door. You can't come in without a robot, sir.
Well, robot gets in.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have my own robot on security detail.
Alright. Anyway,
but there shouldn't, with only 5 or 6 people there, well, it's 5 or 6 speakers, I guess.
Yeah, they're only like a dozen people, total, with the scientists.
Small convention.
Well, they're not that many robotics, you know, people in the world. Face it.
No one's interested at all.
You know, there's a guy that says steam powered robots. Just a complete
Don't allow that guy to come.
Can I not invite him? Oh, wait.
Too late. He's already there.
Wait, what country is he from?
Australia.
Okay, he can come. Might as well be nice to him.
Australia?
Yep. Okay. So right now, these two other people are not involved at all. As far as I can tell. It's fine. I actually wasn't thinking he'd be involved.
Well, it's taking place on the island.
It was taking place on the island.
We should also check it out. I mean, all of us. All of us. Walking fired out as a security guard.
That's true. Extra money.
Okay. They ask for security or whatever.
Is a lot of what some of us do, some of the others do besides me, all the other classified government type thing?
Is what? Cost effective?
Classified.
Oh. Not really.
Okay.
I mean, for the most part, it's not the U.S. isn't as paranoid about that. I guess we will be later.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Well, in that case, I'll just.
It's right now, you're obviously not Druid or Japanese. Yeah, you're fine.
At this period, most of the robots are stupid. So like,
in that case, you
well, would they be classified?
Okay. So there is a job.
Really?
Security.
Oh.
You know, they, you know, yeah. Like, you know, for special events and stuff.
Special events, huh?
Mm-hmm. Pays yeah. fairly well.
Okay, I'll take it. Not doing anything anyway. That means that after in costume, right?
Well, yeah.
Wheelchair.
Hey, stop! So they say, you know, if you got any other superhero friends who want to earn so much money.
Hmm. Okay. Want to go?
Why do you need money?
I need money. To feed my addiction. Oh.
You bastards.
I don't really need money, but what's the thing?
Security.
For what?
For the con.
A con. One of those. I don't want to get caught up.
But that's great. Fanboys. Just being visible.
What kind of... But, I mean, if we find out it's for him, he wants people around him, then fine.
Well, unless Eric mentioned this in a group meeting. We would know,
well,
if,
I would know.
It's a... Well, you know it's a robotics function, so you assume Eric's going to be there.
Yeah.
You don't know what capacity.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well then I can ask Eric. Do you need more security at this thing?
I don't think so. It's just a gathering of scientists talking about ideas.
I won't be hired out, so...
That's a big deal. They do it all
the time. Okay, I'm kind of working on something then.
Okay. All
right. Pays well, right?
But you can call me if you need me.
Yeah, pays all right.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, because, you know, you actually get paid pretty well for your security.
That's true. I'm there just to show the turn.
Yep, okay.
Front door. When they come in, they see me.
Turn around. He's the first guy we're going to take down.
I'll blast every third guy that comes in.
Warning.
Yeah.
Make a random. Okay, so conference starts out. You know, you give the keynote speech. Go ahead and make a roll for that.
Six.
It's a pretty good speech. You know, not great.
Not the best. I got a little bit fright.
Yeah. No, too many robotic jokes there.
Which no one could get.
They all got it.
They just weren't very good.
Heard that one before.
You know, flight clapping and stuff.
Let's see. What did Brennan Robot say to the other robot? 10110110.
Okay, so later on that day, you know, there's some, they're also like, you guys do meetings and stuff, and, you know, people do, they do give presentations about the current state of robotics in their countries and stuff. For the most part, everybody's way behind, you know, the US and the UK. You know, the stupid steam powered robots, and then India has their.
Who's UK?
UK is,
Humanist.
Oh.
So, the, you know, this steam powered robot from Australia, and then there's a magic powered robot from India. You know,
magic powered robot? Wow.
Occult powered. You know, trying to blend the two. So, stuff like that. And you guys are breaking for, like, you know, lunch. A late lunch. Professor Humanist comes up to you, goes to, and he says, he wants to, congratulate you on your speech. I'm sure, you know, it's hard to come up with something interesting when you have so little research done.
Oh, man. I should have talked about the face, but I knew it.
And he says, I'll try to tone down my speech so as not to embarrass you later on tonight. About wonderful advances in UK robotics.
I'm looking forward to hearing it.
Let's see. Woo, you can make a roll. Okay, so you just, you've been standing around, kind of looking. There's only like...
Even boys?
There's a bunch of...
old guys?
Bunch of old scientists, except for the one hot woman. One hospital scientist.
Yeah.
It always happens to be there, in these kind of situations. But everybody else,
What's your name?
I'm going to say the name of Charlie something. Charlie Vandenhaus. From South Africa.
Wait, I'm married.
That's true. She's in a coma.
That's true.
Never know.
Something you have to let go.
Have you had the first operation yet? Let go.
It's not even months. You have knees.
That's true. I have to think about myself now. Yeah, I try to restrain myself.
Keep your needs to yourself, pal.
You're just standing there.
I'm looking back a lot.
It's a radioactive fluid here. Right, so you're in the bathroom.
No.
Right, so you're standing there when you feel the rumbling.
Rumbling? What the?
Like an earthquake? And then through the wall, crash two big robots.
Like, how big? 20 foot?
No, not that big. I think I said they were like 12 feet. Yep, no, they're 10 feet.
Okay.
With red glowing eyes.
What's that? Stop, I say. I'm glad.
One of them said, surrender, humans, or prepare to be destroyed. What do you want to do?
I blast them.
Is she going to attack them? What's Eric going to do?
So did everyone to get down and I blast them.
All right.
I ask whose it is.
Who did this?
Who's robot is it?
Oh, wait.
The other scientists start running around.
Actually, I should go save the woman.
She's not in danger yet.
I'll wait till she's in danger and I'll go save her.
Okay.
The other old guy that I don't care about.
So, everybody can make initiatives at this point. You can make an initiative for your robot. That's for these guys.
You should have warned me. You should go to the conference. Or you won't be doing anything all night.
He did. You did, right? That's why I volunteered to go to security.
You have to take these little hands.
Didn't you say, I didn't figure that these two wouldn't do anything? So
we'll get involved later. This is only the first fight. Okay. 50 or more.
Yes.
Alright.
After this, it'll be clear they need more security.
Yep.
Uh-huh.
So, 58. No.
Okay. 54. They both have, one of them has a serving force field.
Ooh.
Except it is, clear. The other guy has a force shield, also clear, but you can just kind of, you can see the shimmer of the force shield. It's actually more like a tower shield, because it's like 4 feet.
UK design.
I look for the scientist that doesn't look quite as confused as the others.
Okay,
it's the one
make a roll.
Thirteen.
Who do you think it was? It's the old guy.
Aren't they all old guys?
It's the old guy.
Dr. Phil Classy. Big, slow-moving robots. Bad for the future. Okay, let's see. Who's right? Well, I think, obviously, Humanus is not very surprised about anything. Neither the girl.
See? Told you.
Everybody else is to be more surprised. Sleek titanium design and finish in the racing stripes.
Titanium.
Of course, there's a flag on it.
Fly on the forehead.
A big swastika on the forehead. It's kind of a dead giveaway.
Yeah, when it was talking to have an accent.
You did?
No. So you can't tell what country it's from. Okay. What else do you want to do?
How are the robots armed?
Let's see.
They have a left and a right.
That is true.
Are they armed?
They don't seem to have any weapons. They look like, you know,
fists
of doom or something.
All right. Last question. How many spectators are between me and the robots?
Right now, there are 5 people.
I think I gotta collect those 5 people.
Blast them so you have a clear shot.
Stun them unconscious.
Yeah.
Okay, I'll
laser on
5 shots at 5 different innocent buttons. I'll start hurting people out.
Sometimes you gotta shoot the hostage. Can you learn anything from speed?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah. And I'll tell the robot to knock them over.
Okay. So you start hurting people out, you know, away from the robots. Okay, what do you get?
47.
47? So what do you want to do?
How many people are in the room?
There are... Let's see, there's a dozen scientists, and probably... you and 3 other guards. So, 16, and probably like 4 attendants, you know, waiters, that kind of stuff.
So the 3 other guards are
people.
Normal
people.
With guns?
Yeah, pistols.
I tell the other guards to herd the scientists out.
Okay.
I'll go save the woman.
Alright.
She's on the other side of the room, right?
No, she's like in the middle of the room looking at the robots, kind of fascinated by their design. As they stomp towards her.
I'll say no.
What am I supposed to do?
And me.
Save her. Alright, what's your robot get, sir?
Robot got a 44.
Oh my god, your robot goes first. That's if our robot's faster.
The double charge and just try to push one of them over with this little.
Okay.
Oh, that's my good. Media coverage here?
Not yet.
Not for the convention at all?
No, not for the convention.
Oh well.
Well, okay, there's probably like a newspaper report.
I'll try to be heroic looking.
Okay.
That's what I meant. You know.
Alright, so the robot attacks the one on the left or the one on the right? They both look the same.
Except for the force shield and the shield?
Yeah, except one has the force shield and one has the shield. Force shield.
One on the left.
Okay, so you attack the one with the force field. So he's just going to try to knock him down?
Uh-huh.
Okay, he can make an attack.
Wait, is your robot?
9 foot tall.
Oh, smaller.
A little smaller. It's got a dex of 7.
Ah.
Wow.
Dexterous.
Yeah, it's pretty dexterous.
Very dexterous.
Probably you needed a 13.
So
he's got a body of five. So well, technically, yeah. So you just trying to push it. Strength versus body. So it's got a body of five.
Seven, five, three.
Okay. So the rock pushes it, and it slams through, back through the wall, and out into the street.
A lot more damage.
Is it on its back when it gets here at all?
Well, it's on its back, but it quickly gets up.
It does a flip?
No. Let's see. Okay, so the one that he that got just knocked down gets up and like his arm swivels down and he fires a missile at the robot.
Oh, a missile? So, something shot out his arm?
Yeah. It's like a very small missile. Or a huge bullet.
Go ahead, rocket missile?
Yeah, it's a missile.
That's a missile. Is it the...
It can run your direction? Yes.
Laser guided?
Okay.
Does it pop?
No, it doesn't pop.
It's my missile.
Robot has a dex
five. I need a better robot.
Well, you'll probably have to get one after this. What's his body? It's got skin armor, doesn't it? Or something like that?
No.
Oh, okay, so it's got a body?
I didn't know about crap like that when I made him. Body at five.
It well, it's going to take a lot of damage. Does it have hero points? Oh, no, it doesn't have hero points.
You have hero points. You can spend it.
That's true. You could spend a few points on him. I'll let you do that. Although you can just let him disable.
That's part of his power. That's robot, so he should be able to get a hero point on
him. If it's close to you, sure.
If I got that, forget it.
If you can't see it, probably
it's
not.
It's not going through. He's rejecting the hero point.
So it exploded a huge blast, knocking the robot down. Take 7 points.
Ooh. That's the end of the robot.
Well, it would knock them out of commission. Yeah, then you can fix it later.
I'll fix it later.
Okay, so it falls down. The second robot.
Clearly inferior.
Clearly. Says the humanoids must not escape.
Get the humanoids.
The humanoid, singular?
Oh, humanoid.
The human it. Going in the
shape. Humanoid. Okay, so he fires, he also pulls out a little thing and fires a missile.
At?
At. It actually goes off in the middle of the room and gaps, spews out.
Good thing I got the woman out. Oh, maybe. I said, look out, miss.
Yeah, you think of the moment.
I'll fire really fast around the room to create a tornado.
Next
to
turn,
suck the gas out.
Actually, the gas isn't even in this round. Yeah. But yeah, so there's gas all over the room. It's a little misty. People are like choking and falling over unconscious.
Yeah, I knew I should have down the seal system. Damn it.
Yep.
We do.
One of them for too late. Just like Kevin said.
Oh, I also tell, you know, if you have hero points, you can always buy stuff at any point during the adventure. Assuming you have
so much
hero
for that. So much for that.
Assuming you have enough hero points to buy something. And you haven't spent, you know, you haven't already raised it previously in the adventure. Okay. So.
Okay, so I can buy sealed systems at zero.
It's true. That would buy you an extra 4 seconds.
Vital 4 seconds.
Yeah.
So I'm not there. So.
It's true. You call her on the little radio.
Takes action, doesn't it?
Well, we'll take an automatic action.
That's my flies on that, right?
Yeah. Flies an automatic action.
Oh, well. Next turn.
You get two.
I get two?
Yeah. But one is to get the girl, and then two is to move her out.
Oh, okay.
And then one for you was like controlling the robot, and then the other one was moving the people. You know, hurting the map. So, you know, a lot of them fell over now. That's a bunch. Oh well, next round.
Field system. Base cost 5. Sector cost 5. I'm thinking about buying recall.
Which recall?
Photographic memory.
Okay.
Good for the detective stuff.
Okay, what'd you get, Eric?
43.
What'd you get, Woo?
45.
Okay, Woo, what do you want to do? You got the draw.
How many people are down? How many can I grab?
Wow.
All of them.
Not all of them, but a lot of them. Like 12.
So how fast do I need to fly to create a...
Pretty fast. You can fly pretty fast, but not that fast. You can fly speed of sound. You could probably create a bit of a wind. I'm not too sure if it's enough. If you roll well.
They're already down, right? So there's no point in that.
That's true. There's less point.
How many people can get and get in and get out?
I'll
hold my breath for the whatever.
Okay. So you could do make a flight roll.
See how many I can get?
Yeah. So you have a flight of like 9?
8.
So I think it would be 12 rolls here, and you know, higher than more people.
11. Average.
11, you get 8 people out.
Okay, well, I'll do that. How many are in there? Like,
so there are 4 left. Eric, what do you want to do? They're unconscious, they don't do anything.
That's true. This Luke is stunned by the robot.
Well, people, you revive. Does my force shield protect me from the gas?
As long as you don't drop it.
That'd be tough. So, nothing can come through?
I mean, you can, if you drop it and then shoot or do something and then raise it up immediately, you'll get a little bit of gas.
Yeah.
But, you know, you do that 2 or 3 times, you start getting affected.
Anything I can tell about what type of gas this is, by the color or smell or anything like that?
Make a roll.
You can't smell it.
Oh, color.
Putrid green. Like what? All gases.
18.
18? Oh, so sort of knockout gas. Oh. Nothing to that. Flesh eating bacteria.
Are people convulsing? Spitting out blood? Are they turning inside out?
That kind of gas.
Get the remnant of the missile. See what has a tag on there. Made in whatever.
There's 4 people, and I doubt I can get more than 2 of them out.
Take care of robots. I'll get them next round.
You shot that?
Sure.
Okay. Shit, I'll delay the robots by shooting.
You should have built a better force field. Now you regret it.
By shooting the buffer that coasted my robot twice.
Okay.
Oh, wait, can I do it 3 times? No.
Can you? No, there's no multiple attacks.
Yeah, you can't. One. You can't shoot someone twice, right?
No, not really.
It's multiple targets.
Yeah, you can shoot multiple people.
Okay.
You can do like, devastating attack. That would be similar to hitting twice.
Or a critical blow.
Or critical blow. But it's going to dex a 7. Oh, actually, Eric's a fairly good shot. He might be able to do that.
Well, they're just robots.
Just robots.
How do you
actually use?
How do you know they're not mechs? Maybe they're piloted from inside.
It's true. Maybe they're just a big battleship.
Yeah. They didn't sound human, right?
It's true. Repeat voice soldiers.
Are the guards out also? Or are there any guards left?
It's one guard left.
I tell him to watch the guys I got out.
Okay.
Yeah, I'll just shoot him both.
You want to shoot him both?
Yep.
Wow.
Yes.
Be easier with all. Oh, well.
Meanwhile, I'll call Donald on the communicator. And say,
crack call.
You calling me on a cell phone?
Crack call.
Those were the secure channel. What happened?
Well, I won't be getting there anytime soon.
Hey, you can roll. See how close you are.
Yeah, you can be shopping.
You're really
shopping
high.
Next door.
Randomly, just right there.
Three. No, you're not.
You're on the other side of the island. You're actually on a different island. You're in South America. Well, not even with
no,
the one.
Totally
you're with
the
one.
Yeah.
So you're still on the island. It must be Saturday. Everything happens on Saturday.
The beach getting a tan. Leave me alone.
You have to become tangible to get a tan, I say.
So the robot.
There you go.
That you hit shoots you. So you notice it's